Believe it or not, we got snow this week, and maybe that's because tickets went on sale last week for Trans-Siberian Orchestra's special live stream event happening December 18th. On the phone, I've got one of the guitarists from TSO, Al Petrelli. Al, is the snow your fault or what?
Oh, it's always my fault. Just ask my wife. Well, it's good to hear your voice, my brother. I hope everybody there is healthy and safe and doing the best they can be doing right now.
Right now, we're doing the best we can considering the circumstances. And
yes, sir.
Looks like TSO adjusting as well this year. Christmas Eve and Other Stories is the show that we all know from TSO. So you're going to do that same show, but it's a live streaming concert. So how's it going to be different?
Well, everything about it's going to be different. But what Paul O'Neill and the O'Neill family taught us years ago is that when you're faced with something like this, you adapt, you overcome, and you improvise. You know, we were all glued to the TV for months,
sure.
You know, watching, you know, reports, numbers, you know, praying that they're going to go the right way so we could, you know, we could just do our tour, because we've never canceled a show in 21 years. Never mind. I've never been late to a show.
Wow.
You know, I mean, and the thought of canceling an entire tour was about the most surreal, heartbreaking thing that I've ever been part of. You know, I mean, this isn't just my job. This is, you know, my life. I've been doing the same thing, touring for 21 years and part of this thing since its birth in 1995.
Sure. And
it's my family tradition as well, dude, you know?
Oh, absolutely. So what are you guys like playing in a theater with no audience and just streaming that online, or will you have an audience there?
No audience. You know, instead of having, you know, 14 to 15,000 of my favorite people, you know, in the audience, I got 14 HD cameras about a foot away from my face, which is a terrifying thought in itself, but we're going to do it. You know, well, listen, we found a facility down in Tennessee, you know, that not only can accommodate the band and the production, but, you know, the safety guidelines now and the restrictions are just, and rightfully so, they're very strict, you know, because we're going to put 100 people into a building. Everybody's going to be testing, you know, for a couple weeks prior to it. When we get there, we'll test before we're allowed in the building. And then they're going to lock the doors behind us. And then I'm okay. Then I know exactly what to do. I've been running the band for a couple decades now, you know. So it's like, okay, let's rehearse. Let's walk through the production, you know, the lasers, the video content, all the bells and whistles that is a TSO show will be represented. And I got the greatest rock band on the planet to bring Christmas Eve and Other Stories to life, albeit in a different way. But
sure.
As you know, different is all we got right now.
He says here, for the first time, you're bringing together members of both the East and West bands. Now, mm-hmm. What does that mean? Are there two Trans-Siberian orchestras?
No, well, yes and no, but the short story is we did our first tour in 1999, and there was only, I think, 7 or 8 cities on the itinerary. You know, we had one 24-foot box truck, 2 buses, and a fog machine, and this is like, all right, let's go tour. We're going to have the greatest time.
Uh-huh.
Now, it was so well received that the following year, you know, promoters in what are, you know, the 13 colonies wanted a show again. People like in Seattle, Austin, San Francisco, Spokane, wherever, they all wanted shows too. And there was physically no way I could get a band, you know, from Boston to L.A., you know, in like this window that is the holidays. So, you know, we kind of cut the band in half and said, okay, I'll see you guys after New Year's, you know. And then, you know, when we're in the studio working and recording, you know, it's one band altogether, but we had to cover all these miles. So now, like you had just said, it's the first time, literally, in 20-something years that original band that performed together its first show at the Tower Theater in Philly in 99 will be playing together. So very special.
Yeah,
for
that's
us
huge.
To do something like that. Yeah, it's awesome, dude. Because it wouldn't have happened. You know, listen, you can look at this thing half full or half empty, this glass. You know, I'm going to look at it as half full. There's a lot of things that are going to come out of it that are going to be great memories for me.
We're on with Al Petrelli of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. How many shows would Trans-Siberian have played this year?
About 120.
120 shows. And this Friday, December 18th, online, is the one show you're going to do this year?
That's it. So listen, I got one shot at this. You know, there's no opening night. There's no fix it tomorrow. We'll fix it in the evening show. You know, the band is playing it live. There's no overdubs. There's no post-production. There's nothing. You know, they're going to yell go, and I'm going to look at the band and smile and say, now we get to do what we do.
So this has the potential to be your biggest audience at one time.
I'm not going to know at the time, but I'm going to find out straight up afterwards. And listen, you know, the thing about it, not only will it has the potential of being our biggest audience ever, but for the folks in the audience, you have the greatest seat you could ever have. Everybody will have a front row seat to this thing. Yeah, it's going to be like you're sitting on stage with us. And, you know, I think the whole thing, again, let's not worry about what it's not going to be. You know, it's not going to be parking in bad weather and traffic and babysitters and dog sitters and all that. What it's going to be is the most special evening we could ever spend together.
And some people can watch in their underwear. How does that make you feel?
Very peculiar.
Somebody might be watching you in their bathtub with their laptop on the side of the tub right there.
And what a great idea. Dude, listen, stay in your feety pajamas, please.
Yeah.
get your fireplace going. Listen, do whatever it is that you got to do. You get to watch us. I cannot see you. You know, physically, I'm not going to be in the same room with everybody, but in my heart and in my mind, I'm going to close my eyes and just go back to all those incredible memories we shared together all these years and know that, okay, maybe it's not the immediacy of an audience in front of me, but I know how much everybody loves Paul O'Neill's story, and I know they're just going to be just enjoying it. And again, a different medium.
Sure.
You know, get your TV loud and proud. Do your thing. Pour a double McAllen's for me, and let's have a party.
So your concerts have pretty much always benefited charity. Is that the same with all the live stream tickets this year?
You know what? If I answer you, I'm going to be lying because I don't know the answer to that. Usually what it is every community we roll through, we get involved with the charity and on a community level. Right now, this pandemic is on a national, global level. So I don't know what we're going to do. I know that the O'Neill family, they're incredibly generous, and they've always wanted to give back, and I'm sure they're going to find something to do. I don't know off the top of my head what it's going to be.
All right. Well, either way, we're looking forward to the show. It's December 18th. Tickets are on sale right now at tsolivestream.com. Al Petrelli of Trans-Siberian Orchestra, thanks very much.
My brother, stay safe. Much love. And thank you for the time, and you'll see us. I was going to say I'll see you, but you'll see us in a couple weeks.
Sure will, man. Have an awesome show. We're looking forward to it.
Next time, my brother.